Again, Lord God, gathered in thy name. These are your children, Lord. And Father, these are your seeds. This is you in many member the body, Lord. And it is pleasing to you, Father, to gather around, Lord God, thine children. And you promised that you do that, Lord. And tonight, Father, we'd like you to come around, Lord, and speak to the hearts of the people. We know, Father, that we can read quotes, Lord. You can speak, Father, but unless you come and open it up, Lord, in the hearts of individuals, Lord, is never spoken, Lord. We pray, Father, that you speak to our hearts, Lord. You also promised, Lord, that, Father, these signs shall follow them that believeth. We are believers. We believe, Lord. The greatest sign, Lord, is your presence, Father, in our midst. Is thy children, Lord God, being in your presence. And that is our desire tonight, Lord. That we be in thy presence. And when you are out, Lord, thy children can whisper, Father, a need, Lord God, or something like that, Lord. And we know, Father, you can build that faith to achieve whatsoever, Father, that the believer, Lord God, wants from you. This is our prayer, Father, that we commit ourselves to you, that you take us to yourself, Father. Speak to us is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. I'm running. That's something that you know. I remember one time. This is just running. I mean, learning. And one time, Brother Dawn and Brother Keenan. I'm coming from a place called Kawangware. That is where they used to live. And now, Brother Don and Brother Keenan had dropped to town, had come to town by public needs. And they came to town. When you're coming down, the public means they don't have people. So they say, hi, 20, 20, 20. That's 20 shillings. 20, 20, 20. And you just get in and you're taken to town. Now, when you're getting back, you know, everybody's going home. In the evening, so they are making lines together. So they hike the price to 60. Now I'm here with Brother Keenan. Brother Keenan are sitting in the front. I'm sitting at the back here, and the culture there is the white people. They always charged more on some things. So now Brother Keenan and Brother Don are sitting at the front here, and they charge. They said bring money, and the amount they give was for 60. Give 60 because there were three, me, Keenan, and Don. I don't know who gave it, Don or Keenan. And they said, what are you doing? He needed 180, 63 of us. And he said, no. And Brother Don shouted at the back, Goomba, can you see what they're doing to us? And there was no time to explain to them, because now we're here. No time to explain to them that this is how it is. So I just let it go. So I paid. They didn't even know that I paid. So I just let it go. My point is that different cultures, you got to learn. And you got to agree that different places have different ways of living. And some people are brought up in this kind of a culture. And there's nothing you can do about that. You're brought up in that. And sometimes it becomes hard on some things. Even in the Word of God, it might become hard in a certain area of the Word of God, where in another part, it's not very hard. I hope you understand what I mean. So here, I'm saying that because we were given strikes in the morning, like whipped in the morning in school. and we'd queue, you'd line up. I don't know whether Arsenal happened the same. You'd line up, and the teachers are going around, checking whether you have, maybe you are dressed good, or whether you have washed good, whether you have a handkerchief. That's one thing. You have to have a handkerchief. You know handkerchief? To blow your nose like that? You had to have it. If you didn't have it, you're strict. Strike or something. That's how it was. Now, I come here, and I've been carrying my handkerchief. I had a red handkerchief. And then I realized that people here don't carry handkerchiefs. And that makes sense. Just the other day, they take the napkins and they blow up their nose and they throw it away. That makes sense. You know, when you blow something on your handkerchief, when you blow 5 times, all that jumps are, I say, okay, I'm learning. This is the culture here. The culture there is you carry a handkerchief. You go to carry a handkerchief. So I'm saying like that because I'm carrying this nowadays, but I have my handkerchief in like that. But anyway, we are learning every time. And when you see people, some people, and they have these temptations, like what did you say about struggling, Brother Don? Brother Don talked about struggling.
Sure.
Struggling. Struggling here is not the same as struggling there.
That's right.
Struggling there is not the same as struggling here. And you got to feel, you got to go with it by people. If you see people struggling, don't laugh at them because don't do that because those are their temptations. We have our temptations. Every country have their own temptations. I hope you understand that. There are demons of every country. Every country have. I don't know whether they can be called. I don't know whether to call them national demons. I don't know how to call them. But do you remember the Bible talking about? I think Daniel, was it Daniel who was praying? And he was praying and he was praying. I think Daniel or something. I think it's Daniel who was praying. And he was told that from the start of your prayers, I heard your prayers.
Amen.
But the king of Persia, that was the national demon there. The king of Persia was the demon that was ruling over the kingdom of Persia. Every kingdom is of the devil. There was a demon there that was so strong that was preventing Moses from getting. You understand that? And that's in every nation, in every tribe, maybe in every area, there's something that you're so much used. Like I was talking to a sister. I'm not going to say who it is. Talking to a sister. This was telling me how hard it is here to have to believe in polygamy. And the sister was wondering, why am I struggling to think about that? Why am I struggling? I said, no, it's okay, it's okay. Do you believe it? That's all we need to do. You believe it? That's all, brothers, that's all. In Kenya, some of the tribe is coming there now, but some of the people there would bring you a girl, her husband to marry. That's demons here of polygamy and things like that. They're stronger. Don't worry. Do you believe it? The only thing that I say, believe it. For the struggling of the body, that's it. You struggle. Every time you struggle. And you remember Jesus Christ? He knew the demons that were tempting him. Jesus Christ was saying, no, I don't want this. This is so hard. I'm going to die. He was a body. It's a body. I'm going to go there and die. Those were his temptations. But he said, Father, that I will be done. I believe it. That's the only thing you need to do, sister. That's the only thing you need, brother, is to believe it.
Yes.
For the struggles of the body, that's polygamy or whatever. You have your own demons here. There are demons in Kenya. There are demons in Pakistan. There are demons in India. All that. That's okay. But another thing I would like to tell you. God does not give his children temptations that they cannot overcome. So it's got to be sieved, shaken, until what you're given is enough for that. And God will give you grace, like he told Paul. You know what he told Paul? He said, Paul said, God, take this away. I think there were, that I don't know, I'm not sure about that. But he was saying that it was a briar or something that was piercing him. And I think it was when he fell, there were some things that came to his eyes. And he, at one time he was saying that he wanted Luke always to be with him, the doctor. But they could not be together always because he wasn't helping him. No, he was suffering. He was taken away from me. And he was told, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. Whatever you're struggling with, don't worry. You're more than an overcomer. Those things cannot overcome you. You already overcome. That's why you call yourself a believer. That's why God calls you a believer. He knows your mind. You're on my heart. You cannot fall. There's no way that you can go to hell for the struggles. Don't worry. Don't feel like you're not a believer. No, you believe it. But the struggles will be there. Now you're fighting that. Maybe your sister is fighting polygamy or something in the body. I'm fighting something else. And each one of us is fighting something else. Every one of us have something that they are fighting. You say you're not. No. In this body, you're always fighting something.
Yes. Amen.
That is not considered. That's not there. It's not counted. It's not there. You are more than an overcomer. Because you are a believer. You never disbelieve the word of God. Sometimes you slack, you feel like, oh, this is so hard, and you're beat up. It doesn't matter. You are more than an overcomer. You are a believer. Don't forget that. You are a believer. Whatever it is, you are a believer. That's the main thing. Praise be to God. And there's no more temptation. There's no higher temptations. Those quotes are very good, Brother Don. Struggling. There's no higher temptation than the others. No, it's the same before God. Because they are the children of God and given the amount that God thinks is enough for me. Praise God. I don't know where that came from. Sorry. It's sorry. But it's okay. It's all right, brother. It's okay. Sometimes God wants us to talk the way to. And sorry, brother. All right. Something here that I want to talk about is about I think I'll not bore you on this because I've already preached it so many times. I was telling Mike, I don't know exactly what part we are, but I think it's part three. He told me he's gonna check. I think it's part three here. I think we're gonna some other people. I think we're gonna go more than part three, part four, part five, I think part four something. I think so. It's right. So, when I bring those these things, I would like to say something also. I know I'm taking a bit of time. If I don't finish, don't pray. I want to say something. When I bring these things, sometimes I've never seen anybody else bring them. That does not mean they have not been brought. But I've not seen anybody bring it, okay? And some of them. And when I bring them because I see the prophet saying those things. Okay? But now, I leave a room that maybe, and that's why I invite people, come. I'm not absolute. Come. Please come. And I urge you, please come. Show me something. Please, if I'm wrong, just show me. Or if you have another thing, just come and show. This is what I'm able to see. Please help me. Those who are online, please help me. If you think there was something that I put there, and Dad has been putting very many quotes there, and Dawn has also put some quotes there on that group of Cyber Fellowship, and people think I don't read. Nothing passes. I read, and every group I read. The only thing I and sometimes I have a quote here, Brother Don. I've read maybe five books. I've read, I'm following something, and I say, I'm going to put this over there. And then underneath there, I see another one. I wonder, which one am I going to put now? And I end up not putting nothing. I'm sorry. But I read your quotes. I read the people's quotes. I love it. I study. I mean, I look at them. Sometimes not even once. Sometimes I take them from that group, and I put them in a folder somewhere. Yeah, for what? I'm not going to talk about that, but I like looking at those things. But I like looking at everything that goes around. And I would advise you, please, be there. Like the one quote that was put there by Dad, I think this morning or yesterday, and he talks about that we need to live there. Maybe go there and look. We need to live. We need to live in this. This should be our life. We should live there. I mean, it's kind of our life. It is in us until we become it. Until it's me and this is just a normal thing, you know. And it's very nice. It's very nice. Those quotes are very good. So I put something there. I think that was sometimes last week, and I requested people, come, please come. It was about death. Please come. And because somebody said that we're not going to die, okay? Some people are not going to die. So I thought about it. Could be it's true. And you don't know what somebody, when they say like that, they don't know what they do to me. They don't know what they do to me because they make me like, God's like, I'm not, I go and look. I can do a heat there, and the heat comes to 1,000. And now I'm going to go to each one of them because I don't know which one is talking, maybe which one he saw or something. And I'm going to, I can take maybe weeks, and I'm going there. I go, finish 53. I finish 53. If I have time, I'm going somewhere. Then I come, I'm going to look at 54. I come to 54. I live there and then go rest a bit. And then I come. I know I reached 54. I start 55 and I go, like that until I find what those people are saying. And so I went back there. I had to look at it, Brother Don. And I'm sorry that I put that there. I put those things there. I put all that there, all those quotes. I didn't repeat. Those quotes are repeating sometimes, and I put them there. And I put them there, and I said exactly what happens. What happens about death, and I explained that. But I said, please, brothers, if you have anything that is saying different, just bring it. And John Peter from India, that's the person who studies also. He studies, and he's a good brother. He put one there. Of 1961, and is this exactly like this? Sometimes we might not die. It's 1961, and it's kind of a quote that you really need to look at. It's there. He put it there, and I thought, okay, I don't know what, because I don't want again to go like arguing on that. There's something I can say about that, but I'm gonna hold it. Now, a brother from Pakistan, I don't know whether he saw that. And he asked me a question. He asked me, brother, you I've been looking for this quote, one quote that we are all gonna die. And I'm not getting, where did you get that from? Can you say to me? Okay, I went back there and I looked from 1963 when this issue happened. And I gathered all of them together and I put them there. And I said again, if you have something that you think is different, So when I say these things, I'm not saying them to be different. I'm not saying them to be different. I'm not even saying them to show like I know. I don't. Actually, I don't. Brothers, I don't. But the way I see it, I just bring it the way I see it, just in case you think I'm wrong. We can talk. What is wrong? We can talk. This is about God. We can talk. Joe, we can talk. If you see something, we can talk. Let's talk. Let's see where. And sisters, don't feel like you're sisters. No, you are part of this. You're not left out. You are part of this. Participate. If you think in your study, you are looking at something and it's different, it's good to let me study. I think this says this. Or what about this? Or where do we put this quote? Or where do we put this? Because all of them has got to go together. Praise be to God. Now, in that sincerity, I approach this. That's sincerely, brother, I approach this. I say, I don't know. I might be wrong. So, but I approach that with sincerity. I've looked at it. This is the way I see it. Now, if you remember, I was coming with resurrection. And I said, resurrection, I see four resurrections. Four resurrections. Resurrection. And I said, resurrection, I say that. If we can recap a bit, if we can go back a bit so that you understand where I'm coming from. Sister Everine, where am I coming from? I say resurrection. Resurrection is, you cannot resurrect until something has gone down. Someone is dead, that's how you can resurrect. And when resurrection, I said resurrection is not replacement. It's not something die and then bring something else. No, it's resurrection. You go to resurrect the same thing and bring it here. But when I read the prophet, I see four resurrections. I see that. And I'm not preaching that. I'm just reminding you where we were and why I'm calling this resurrection. Now, I start with the last resurrection that are numbered. There are two that are given numbers by the prophet. Two that are given numbers by the prophet. First resurrection and the second resurrection.
Yes.
Those are numbered. Okay? Now, there are two other here behind that are not numbered. The prophet just mentioned them. They're not once, not thrice. Maybe I'll come with each one of them. And you can see he calls them resurrection. In fact, what Don was preaching, he was, even as he read his quote, some of them was resurrection. He was saying resurrection. Rapture is a resurrection. Look at that. So he calls that up. Now I will start with, let me start counting them and see. The last one. The last one is called general resurrection or second resurrection. Second resurrection and general resurrection is for everybody. That is general resurrection. Everybody that ever died here on earth will resurrect at that time, except the bride. Because the bride will have resurrected earlier. Can that sink? The bride will have resurrected earlier, 1,000 years before. Can you get that? Now that last resurrection, or the general, is called second resurrection or general resurrection. Can you get that? Everybody will die. Now, at that time, there will be people who resurrect. Those people were not the bride. Listen, those people were not the bride. And I explained that in that write-up. I said like this. No, it's not that. It's another thing that I was preaching. I think I preached and put it in the YouTube. I was saying like this. If you look at the Old Testament, you find an Adam begot Seth. And the Bible says, and he had other children. They are not counted. Do you remember that? And then Seth begot, is that right? And there were other children there that are not counted. Do you follow that? There was a certain lineage that God was following. Do you see that? The other people he was not following. They were his. They were his people. God had always a special people. Not everyone that was not, like for example, do you remember Isaac? I'm just giving an example that God had always a kind of a people that are special. I don't know why. But do you remember the children of Isaac? Not Isaac. The children of Jacob. Every one of them were buried except Joseph. Every one of them, there's no history of them being buried in Canaan somewhere. Machpelah. Abraham had bought a place called Machpelah from a tribe called Machpelah. And everybody was buried there. And they say that is where Jesus Christ was buried. And when Jesus Christ resurrected, they all resurrected. Praise God. Do you remember that? Exactly. That's. And Joseph said, now listen, don't bury me in Egypt. Don't bury me in Egypt. And his father, before he died, Jacob, he said, don't bury me here. When I'm dead, carry me and take me to Canaan, where my fathers are. Where Isaac, Abraham were buried. And whoever was buried there, when Jesus Christ died and rose again, they rose also. Remember that? That's why Jacob was saying, carry my bones and go bury them there. That is the only place that you can get. And now the prophet says, now the only people that are going to resurrect are people that are buried in the world of the age they are living. And look at that. That's a special resurrection for special people called the bride. I hope you get that.
Amen.
I hope you get that. That's clear. Is that right? So now this general resurrection is for everyone else. Bad people and good people. Bad people are called goats or are reckoned with goats. Good people are reckoned with sheep. They are not the bride. When you read about sheep in that Bible, the Torah talks about, and God will separate the sheep from goats. Sheep is not the bride. Can you get that? Sheep is not the bride. Sheep are good people of every age. Can you get that? Good people of every age. That you resurrect in that general resurrection when everybody is resurrecting. And God will divide, God will separate. And these goats, these sheep, to understand that they were not the bread, they know that they are not even good. So they will be walking to the lake of fire, and God will call them, "Well, come back, come back." He said, "I'm going to give you eternal life. You sheep, I'm going to give you eternal life." And say, "Why do you give us eternal life?" He said, we didn't believe the message of the four. We didn't believe the message of the four. Why are you giving us life?" He said, "Because I was sick and you came to see me. Because I was hungry and you fed me." He said, no, they're heading to, I'm just imagining, eh? You know, they're heading to the lake of fire. And they're asking God, no, we've never even seen you. We've never even seen you. He said, no. When you did this, because the bride will be there. The bride will be judging with God. Can you get that? Yes. Whatever God is, the bride is. So they will be judged. Did they? Whatever life is eternal, they're gonna be given. They'll be gonna be given eternal life by God and the bride. Then he said, "Whatever you did to this once, you did to me, because this and me are one." Look at that. So whatever you did to them, and he stood with them. The prophet says, like Gamaliel. What did Gamaliel do? Gamaliel stood up and said, "Don't kill them." There's that. Don't kill them. He stopped people from killing Jesus. We say that's not true. That's a scripture. You remember Paul, when he fell down, he said, "Why do you persecute me?" And Paul said, "I've never persecuted. I've never even seen you." Praise be to God. But when he was persecuting this one, these little ones, he was persecuting. Praise be to God. And whenever he was doing good to them, he was doing that to God. Exactly right. That's scripture. That's scripture, brothers. Praise be to God. So that's the general resurrection. That is the general resurrection. I hope you get that. That's the general resurrection. The goats and sheep, they're separated. Sheep is given eternal life. And I've been wondering, Brother Michael, because I don't like saying things that I don't know. And I was checking whether, what kind of bodies will they have? They will have glorified bodies. Those sheep will have glorified bodies. If you want a quote or two, I'll give it to you. They will have glorified bodies. Just like the bride, because in the eternity, we don't have any other kind of body, but glorified body. Brother Michael, I also told a brother that I don't know whether in Garden of Eden they had glorified body or not. Because I didn't have a clue, now I do. In the Garden of Eden, they had glorified bodies. If you want a quote, I can give it to you. Okay, like that. They'll have glorified bodies. Now, that is the second resurrection, is it right? So we are coming from the second resurrection. Now, let's come to the first. What is the first? The first is this. When everybody dies, after that, and they die now. They die now in the sixth, before we get into the seventh year. We have seventh day. We have the 6 days. From when the world was created, we had seven, 6 days. We have 6 days. Now, before we get into the seventh year, in the seventh day, that is 1,000 years, because each day has 1,000 days. Do you have a calculator in your head, brother? Are you calculating? One day is equivalent to 1,000 years. So one day, the first day, second day, 6 years. Six days is 6,000 years. Now we are in the 6,000 years. Now we are getting the seventh day, which is another 1,000 years. Before we get in the seventh day, everybody will die. According to the prophet, everybody will die. When they all die, they will resurrect. Who is going to resurrect? The bride. The bride will resurrect. 144, the bride, and I think Brother Don, some Old Testament saints, because of like Abraham. I don't know which one and which not. But I found some people like Abraham. I found them that, according to the prophet. So they will resurrect. Only them. Listen very carefully. Only them will resurrect. Only the bride will resurrect. Can you get that? Bride of every age. Not the sheep. Not the sheep of Paul. Not the sheep of Paul. Not the sheep of Irenaeus. Not the sheep of every age. No, the sheep will still die and stay dead until the general resurrection. But the bride, you and me, will resurrect. Of every age, they will resurrect. After they resurrect, they are given, listen very carefully, they are given glorified bodies. You are given a glorified body. That will never die again. You will never die. And Jesus Christ will never leave you. This rapture is very important. This rapture is remember. Because everybody that is in the rapture don't die. When they die, they rise up again, and immediately you have another body called glorified body. Because you must go, listen very carefully, because you must go to your theophany. That's why you go to die. You remember you have three bodies. So you go to die so that you go to your theophany. From your theophany, you come and pick up your glorified body. Can you get that? So we live, me included, you included. We live in the millennium for 1,000 years with a glorified body. And you never leave Jesus. Jesus will never leave you. You are his wife. When he's judging, whatever he's doing, he's with you there. When he's in the judgment seat, he's with you there in the second resurrection. Now that's that. Now, those are the two Nabad resurrections. Right? We are just recapping. Now, what about these other two? We go next as an individual. In this rapture, when you are raptured, you are resurrected. That's exactly right. He even calls that a resurrection, that they had a resurrection. Those people who had the Holy Ghost until it quickened their mortal bodies, like Elisha, like those ones. But not now, not like we have now. Remember that, not like we have now. We have the fullness of it. We have the fullness of resurrection. We have the fullness of him now. When he enters you, you have full resurrection. You are resurrected. How about the body? How about the body? It was dead in sin. That's what the Bible said. It was dead in sin. It was dead in sin. Your mortal body was dead in sin. Because it was being controlled by another spirit, by another soul. Is that right, brothers? So it was dead in sin. Now, the one who is the full resurrection and full life and full resurrection, that's Jesus. Nobody else. The fullness of Jesus Christ. The fullness of... Not even Paul did not have it. Paul had a portion of it. That's what he said. He was seeing darkly like in a glass. He had a portion of it. Now the fullness of him comes and indwells you. That is the rapture. He marries you. You get one. The brother Don brought those things very well. He catches you. There's no negotiation. That's a take home, brother Don, for me. No negotiation that, you know, I can take you. No. You are grabbed. Why? By predestination, not what you do. No. He grabs you. And you are a prisoner. Whether you want it or not, it doesn't matter. You are mine. He grabs you, and you find yourself a priest. There's nothing you can do. You are resurrected. The resurrection in life is now in you. And your mortal bodies are quickened. That's a change. You are changed from somebody who in the body there are seven senses. There are six? There are five senses? Five senses. There are five senses. One of them is taste. You wanted to test. This feeling of, is that right? The feeling of cocaine was so good. And it was so, now it's dead. You are quickened to something else. You smell it now. This body is quickened. Such that you simply smell it. You don't even hear it. Do they call pot here? In Kenya we call it bangi, is right? Yeah. And some people know. Some people know even when it's banned. I don't know. Some people say, I can smell bangi. Sometimes I don't. I don't know myself, okay? But now you feel like that, and you can even... one time you are... Maybe it's just an example. Not here, no? Sometimes maybe you had a smell of it, you can even follow it to see where they're smoking, so you can have it. You're being pulled towards that. No, that smell is completely gone. Your senses are quickened to something else. You hate it now. Your body is quickened. You had a taste of beer. Like when I was drinking, I had a taste of Pirisina. It's called Pirisina in Kenya. Pirisina. I think it's Pirisina. I don't know how it tasted to me. So it was so good. Now, I see it now. One time we were in Kenya and somebody was Brother Don, you remember? Somebody was, what do you call that when you bang drinks like that, huh? We're toasting, and I didn't know what it was. And I said, "What is it? What is it?" He said, "No, no, it's not beer. No, I have to leave the bottle because I don't like that. I don't want to. I don't even to take it by accident. I don't want. What is it? That God quickened that. God quickened my taste. You are seeing. You are seeing some things, and you want to look at now. Now you are quickened to something else. You see it, and you get angry." What is it? The body is quickened. What happened? God, the resurrection. The resurrection entered you and become somebody else. He quickened these mortal bodies. By doing what? By quickening your soul and taking the soul that was doing that away. And it quickened the spirit, and the spirit quickened the body, and the body is here, hating those things of the world. The worldliness was taken away from you. Have you get that? The prophet said, what a resurrection.
Yes.
It's another resurrection now. Last one. And this is a bit complicated. It's the resurrection of the body of Christ. The resurrection of the body of Christ. And the prophet said, I think Rebecca is very attentive. Yeah, really paying attention, that's good. So, that's good. There's a resurrection that is called, the fourth resurrection. I'm starting from the last one, second one, that one. Now I'm finishing. There's another resurrection called the resurrection of the body of Christ. The resurrection of the body of Christ. The prophet says the body that if you Google, if you search, what is the best way to search? I'm forgetting the way to search, but I'll give it to you maybe before I finish. Because it brings a lot of good things there. The resurrection, not resurrection, there's something else. maybe I will remember. You know, I tried to Google that, to search this way, I tried to search this way, I tried to search this way, I tried this way, I tried different ways. Whatever comes in my mind, I just try to search and see what is going to come out. But I found one there that is very good to search with, and I'll mention it. I will remember. If I don't remember, I'll put it in the group. Because the purpose of this is not nothing else. It's for us to know, for everyone to know. We want to know. We want to know. That's what we want. So it's ours. This is ours. So this body of Christ is consisted of every bride of every age. Can you get that? And that is what I'm calling the resurrection of Thessalonians 4. Everybody must be here. Paul must be here. The prophet says, Paul comes here. Irenaeus comes here. All of them comes here. What comes here is the message of that age comes over here. So in the rapture, we are here, all of us. The whole body is resurrected. That's the whole body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He calls that a resurrection. That is the most complicated one. And I've been dealing with that. It's a lot of around like negotiations like that. But anyway. The prophet calls that, the resurrection of the resurrection of the body of Lord Jesus Christ. If you read the scriptures, maybe we're going to read that. He says that Jesus Christ will bring with him. When he comes, he will bring with him. He will bring Paul here. In the rapture. If you're in the rapture, Paul is here. You're in the rapture. And that's who you're in the rapture. Paul is here. You don't see. Otherwise, the whole body is not here. The whole body has got to be here. So that the head can come and join. Him coming is God coming and joining the body. So the whole body of the Lord Jesus Christ is here. And that is a marriage. Rapture is a marriage. So he comes and marries the whole body. Can you get that? So what by the way, how is Paul here? I know there are some people listening in, but maybe this is so simple for you, but let me just mention it. How is Paul here? Who was Paul? Who are you? Who is Michael? You don't even know Michael. Michael is the seed of God in him. That soul, that word. And he cannot believe nothing else. You bring in nothing, bring anything else. That soul cannot believe nothing else. Because it's an ego calling the ego. It's a word for this age calling that word of this age. So that word is of this age. So what was in Paul? Paul was the word for his age. So what is here? The word of Paul's age is here. That's a resurrection. Paul's age is here. Paul wants is here. Irenaeus' age is here. Everybody's here. Praise be to God. I hope you get that. Okay, now I want just to talk about how they were brought. Now, the scripture said that Jesus Christ will come with Paul. Will come with them. Jesus Christ will come with them. So when he's coming to marry a bride, he's going to come with them. I hope you get that. You read that. You're going to find out about that. So I want to put it right somewhere. So it's by that now. I went to Luke and I think I've said that the shout of the Thessalonians and the shout, the voice and the trumpet. The prophet says that he will come with them. He will come with those that are dead. That's what the Bible says, yeah. Brother Joe. He will come with them that are dead. Okay, now, coming with them that are dead, he says that he will come with a shout, with a voice when he's coming, and with a trumpet. Now, I want to show you this. Or I want to show this, not you. The show. I want to be understood that tonight, that the shout, first of all, get this, and I've said that many times. Maybe I'm wrong. I've not been corrected. As soon as I get corrected, I'll stop saying it. But for now, I say this. The shout, the voice, the trumpet is one and the same thing. You search. You search. I've searched. Maybe there are some things I've not seen, Brother Michael. You search. And sometimes I'm feeling like I would tell you to take pens and papers. But I told Dad, we were talking with Dad, and we talk. I told him, get a pen and a paper so that you can get what I'm saying. And he told me, I'm not going to get a pen and a paper because if I do, I'm not going to hear what you're saying. So some people are different. When we talk, I take a pen and a paper, I write. And sometimes I write on my iPad, and it's becoming very hard for me to write on the iPad. So it's good. No, don't forget. Even if you don't agree with me, just take it. What I'm saying, write it down. What I'm saying is, the voice, the shout. He says, I'm going to come with a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. Can you get that? This is my declaration. This is what I'm saying. The shout. And if you want the quotes, I can give you. The shout, the voice, and the trumpet are one and the same thing. What is it? It's the message of William Manuel Branham of the Seventh Church Age. Listen, not the bride age. Mark it. Mark it so that if I'm wrong, you correct me. Not the bride age. The Seventh Church Age message of William Manuel Branham. Can I be wrong? I can. Might be wrong, senior. But as far, what I've seen is the shout, the voice, the trumpet. And you know, you don't think that I've not been challenged on that. I've been challenged. And it made me go back and look at it further. And sometimes, and God, I would say God is very gracious to me. I wouldn't say that... I wouldn't be brag and say that I pray very much to get these things, but God gives me them. But sometimes I struggle. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to go crazy. Sometimes I feel like, what is it? It's not connecting. And it disturbs me so bad. But God has been very gracious. Sometimes when I'm not even looking, it drops. Sometimes I'm just walking on the road because I like walking, and it just comes. It just, okay. And it just something connects, just something very small, and it connects and I can see. Or somebody mentioned something. Like one time I was struggling very much on Adam and Eve and how Adam was here. And since I mentioned something, she was just passing by night. And that thing got me and it stopped pending and it's from there, it like that. So I wouldn't say like I study or anything, but I listen also when people preach, like Brother Don, I listen very much. And like the last two, I've not gone back to study, to listen to them. And I want to go to listen to them. Like the last one is very deep and very, very loaded. The last one that we had here is very, very loaded. It's not something that you can say you got it all. No. Go back, study it. Sister, study it. Brother, study it. Listen it again and again and again. Listen to it. If it's wrong, you can know it's wrong. You can come and tell Don, I don't think this is. Yes, we are here for one thing. We want it. We want it the way God said it. That's all we want. But study it. Study it. Look at it. Look at it, brother. God invites us to look at it. That is why he's speaking. So let's look at it. Don't look at it like I want to fight there, fight fault. No. If you fight fault, even the way I'm talking, you fight fault. Even me, I'm submarining you fight for. No, I want to study. I want to know, Brother Don. So I listen to your things, and I want to listen to that. The last one. I want to listen to them. Sometimes I listen about 5 times, Brother Don. Yeah, yes, brother. Yeah, because I want. Did you know, brother, on time? Brother, I used to sometimes say something is preached, and I'm sorry. I'm like that. I'm out of my mind. Do you know, brother? I would go back home, and when people are happy on Sunday, they are doing like that. I'm somewhere. I'm not transcribing, but I'm writing everything that somebody said because I want word for word, and check it because I think sometimes, I have never seen it the way somebody has said it. I want, what is it? And I'm not trying to do that. No. Maybe I'm crazy. Pray for me. But I want it right. I want it said right. I'm not trying to fight nobody, but I want it said right. So now, the shout, Jesus Christ will come with a shout, with a voice, and a trumpet. And I think my time is getting over, but that's okay. That's all right. Now, here, you can go there, brother. Let's start here. So I'm talking about that voice, and I will come and show you, of course, the shout, you know what it is. I'll come with the trumpet. I want to talk about the trumpets. No, I don't think I want to talk about the trumpets. I don't know what next is here, but there's a church, Indica Church. We are going to the trumpets, in the trumpets. What are the trumpets? Okay, like that. Now, these are the things that the prophet came to do. Why I brought this is because people mix it. That's my concern, even tonight, is people mix it. People mix the bright age and the seven church age. People mix it. Not that they want, but even the prophet kind of, you know, you got to go there and study and take it, this belongs here and this belongs here. It's not easy. I'm not saying that I know everything, but I try to go there and take, this does not belong there. I put it here. This belongs here. So there were things here that the prophet came to do. The prophet was sent for this. Can you get that? The prophet was sent for this. You can go study it. To restore, and that was Malachi 4:5. Malachi 4:5 is simply Elijah, a man with the spirit of Elijah coming. Whenever you read Malachi 4:5, just remember that. It was Elijah, a man here on earth with the spirit of Elijah coming to restore. Amen. What is to restore, Brother Joe? To restore was something that was lost. It's almost like resurrection. but it's restore. It's restore, resurrection, like that. What was it? Something that was lost. There's something that we had. I don't have time, but if you go to the quotes that I had here in the Easter, you can see I put something there. That they fall. The first church age fell. You get that? There's the way God wanted them to be, but they fell. There are some quotes there that day that I brought, about two or three, in the Bible and like that. I think Acts 2 something. In Acts 5. They fell. They were good. From Jesus Christ, they were good. They fell. Now from there, when they fall, they were very good. But at some time, the devil came and took them away. He deceived them. And they fell. And by the third age, the second age, that is Irenaeus, part of Irenaeus' age, they were completely gone. They were dead. The prophet equates that to a seed that has been there and it's rotten and dead. You get that? They died. Now, it started resurrecting. It started getting back to what it was during Luther's time. Can you get that? What it was supposed to be. It started going back. Now, it has rotted and completely gone. Now, in Luther's time, it started coming back. In Wesley's time, it was better. It is getting better. In Brother Branham's time, it was to get back to that. Can you get that? That was the resurrection. That was Malachi 4:5. I hope you get. That was more Malachi 4:5. So he was to get us back to that. That is why we had to, the baptism, Godhead, all that. I hope you get that. That was Malachi. To be a forerunner. Matthew 17, 12. He says, I'll send you Elijah. And the disciples asked him. The Bible said, the old scripture said that Elijah must come. And Jesus Christ told them, Elijah has come. Elijah has come. And his work was to forerun. Like Elijah, there were five Elijahs. There were five Elijahs. If you want to write down, there were five Elijahs. There was the Elijah, the Tishbite. Elisha had the spirit of Elijah. Then John the Baptist, who forerun the first coming of the Lord. Is that right? Now, and there was another one, the fourth one, which is Brother Branham. In Matthew 17, verse 12, it promised that he shall come, that Elijah will come. Can you get that? And forerun, just like this other Elijah of John did. I hope you get that. That's exactly Matthew 17, something. And then to review the seals. And then to reveal the seals. To reveal the seals was the mystery of the written word. The mystery of the written word. What was that? Revelation 10, 7. Not Revelation 10, 1 to 6. Revelation 10, 1 to 6 is Jesus Christ coming for the bride. Or when he came for the bride. Revelation 10, 7. What was it? Revealing the word. The written word. Not the spoken. Listen. Not the spoken word. The spoken word was Jesus Christ himself. Is the ladders. Can you do that? The ladders is the voice of God. It was to be spoken when Jesus Christ came. Not that. The written one, Bible. This Bible, the Old and New Testament, as it was written by the prophets. So his work was to open it. Revelation 10, 7 was to open this Bible. That's Brother Branham. I hope you get that. Now I'm adding this. Okay. And when I was putting these quotes, I was wondering, will I really read them? Because I had written something, what I'm going to say there, I'm going to recap. Now I've recapped and I've not done nothing else but recapping. Just going back. And I was wondering, do I put them or do I not put them? But you can go read them. Maybe I'll come with them if God allows sometimes, if time allows. Now, okay. To review the seals, the mystery written one. The six seals. We talk about the seven seals. This is the difference. The seven seals and the six seals. You get it. The seven seals, the six seals, all of them were seven seals, okay? Now, but the six seals was to open the Bible. The prophet says the six seals opened the Bible, not seven. What does the seven do? Seven brings him. What is seven? Seven is him. When this is open, now he comes. This is him. This is him. This is him. Me, you, and this is his one. He comes and joins that. And we and him becomes one. The fullness. I hope you get that. That's right. So he comes and reviews that. When he reviews that, listen. When he reviews that, when Brother Bram, Brother Don, I can't bring it the way you did, Brother Bram, but you put your words, I don't know how you do that, Brother Don. You put your words somehow and it struck me very well. And he has a question. How, you see, and I don't know how to say it, but he showed exactly that is the revelation of this, brother. You go listen to what he said. It's the revelation of this. The revelation of the New Testament and the Old Testament when this is taken to them. Who reviews it? Brother Branham sends a change message. He's the one who reviews it. When it's revealed, now you add that. You say, God confuses people. God does that always. He confuses people. There are some people who are not supposed to know. They ask, he was supposed to go to Israel. And he was in Cairo. And he had a ticket. Do you remember that? He had a ticket to go to Israel. Is that right? And he was saying, if I go there, I'm going to show them the sign of a prophet. And they're all going to come. And they're going to accept me. He said, no, don't go. And he changed the ticket. I don't know whether he got another one. And he went to Rome. And I said, no. He was not going there. He was. They did not need Brother Branham. And look at that. They needed this revealed. In Kenya, we didn't need Brother Branham. He didn't come. He didn't come to Kenya. What did we need? We needed this revealed. And he called us. This called us. And we came. When it was opened. Can you get that? So when it was opened, it called the 144,000. 144,000 from Israel. So that was his work. People are expecting two angels, Elijah and Moses. No, it is Brother Branham. the message of Brother Branham that went there. What was it? The opening of that. Okay, now. He was the first sheaf. I'm finishing. I'm not going to read my quotes. Brother. All right. Now, I really wanted to go to Luke 17, verse 30. I wanted to go to Malachi 4:5. I wanted to show there. Those are in the church ages. Okay, get it. If you disagree with me, that's okay. Those who are listening in, I'm saying Luke 17:30 is the second pool. Malachi. In fact, that first quote they say, Malachi was the man who had the spirit of Elijah. Luke 17:30 was God in one man. Like he was in one man in the tent of Abraham. Can you get that? That was exactly right. Who was it? Brother Branham in the second seal. In the second pool. If I don't say nothing else, just write that down. Or if you don't write it in your memory, don't forget that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Don't worry. If I'm wrong, just come and... I'm saying, I don't know. This is the way I see it. Revelation, Luke 17, that is God who created a body, not a theophany. Remember that? Not a theophany. A body. The prophet says, he took that, and I know there's confusion in that. Because there's something he says in who is this Melchizedek and other. But listen, if you follow it very well, the prophet is going to explain it. He took dust and told Gabriel, come, get in. And he told wormwood. One place he says wormwood, the other place he says who? He says, what is the other age? I said, another age. Okay. And he told them, get in there. He took another dust and he got in there. And the three men walked to the tent of Abraham. What was that? That was God in one man. One man of flesh, right? What was Luke 17? Now, today, it was God in one man called William Marion Branham. So God came from heaven and tabernacled in this man. When he tabernacled in this man, if this is God in this court that was at the tent of Abraham, wouldn't he say what he did? And he started reading people's mind. Like reading Sarah's mind. What was it? God in one man. What was it? The second pool. That pool is completely something else. What is it? It's Revelation 10:7 when he comes down. Now the problem is this. As I'm finished, the problem is this, that when he comes down, he's here on earth. He takes his mouth and pours himself, and kenos, it's called kenos, and kenos himself to the bride. He's kenosing. Kenosing is like this water you pour. Like, sister, I can do this, and I pour this water that is God pouring in you. All of him, pa! Not a piece that I'll get in. The prophet said, not my head, Brother Don. That I'll get, open your mouth and I get my head in system. No! It's the whole of himself, he kenosis. He pours himself in you. You and him become one. That is that pool. I hope you get that. When I finish, now let me read this. The last one. The first sheaf to mature. What was the first sheaf? What were sheaves? It's called the sheaf weaving. It was called the sheaf weaving. It was called the feast of sheaf weaving. What was it? You go to the garden when you have your maize. In Kenya, we grow maize. When you have your maize, they are the first maize that grow up, that get ready fast. Yeah. And the rest of them have not gotten ready. You cut them, and bring them to the priest. And the priest waves them upon the people. What is he saying? The prophet said that sheaf is saying that, you see, this one has matured. Even this ones that you have left in the garden is going to mature just like this. The ones that you have left in the garden, you have brought them here. You brought the matured one. Even this will mature like them. The first sheaf that was matured was Brother Branham. What was it? What is to mature? To mature. To mature was to reach where God wanted us to be. What was it? God wanted to live in us, to get into us. Is that right? The first person that God entered into was William Marion Branham. And he matured and he was waved upon us. That is why you see in the second pool, he was making squeals. There are five things he did, isn't right? That when we mature, we make squeals. You don't believe it? Yes! We are the people who are supposed, we are him again here on earth. In a body, yes sir. We are him again here on earth. And he showed us how when you are him, we can do. We should act and live like Brother Branham. No girl, no nothing. Just a good. Don't you think that Brother Branham identified Christ here on earth fully? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You remember that woman that was kissing and doing some things? And he had something, I think it was God, who came and told him, say whatever you're going to say. If you say them, they die, they die. Do you remember that? I want that. And he had told them, you're doing wrong. There was a woman that was telling that he was doing, because he was so naked. And he, at one point, he even took a coat and covered her because he was so naked. Some people don't care. Is that right? And sometimes we get angry. What are you doing? Instead of him getting angry, he came to them and said, God has just told me that I can say whatever I can say. If I say you die, you die. But I give you grace. May God have mercy upon you. That's what you're supposed. He was the example of what you're supposed. Now you say Jesus Christ did not have cars, did not have when it was his time. So you say, I cannot walk. That's okay. Now he is here. He's here, him now, in this age. With our lives, like we live. Praise be to Jesus. That's the sheaf that was waved upon the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last one was, Christ to bring the, and he was the one, I've finished that. He was the one that was used to bring that pool. I just reached there, brother. I know I've not read my quotes. I've just preached. And I thought I would preach. I thought I'd just preach. Then I said, no. How can these people just go without quotes? Let me put some quotes there. And now you see, brother, I've not preached them. I've not read them. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Brother Don, you can just come. I'm sorry I've taken a bit of time. I'm sorry, brother.
Praise the Lord. Whoa. What did the prophet say? We have a full 7-course meal. And so that was a lot of food. And that was started off with the resurrection. And that just came to so beautiful. And I really like that, brother. And then I have some questions. But it was so good. It was so good, brother. But you know the thing is, Brother Brandon said when the seals opened, that all them things was happening at the same time. So and especially when we come into the seventh seal, he said it's all happening at one time. And that's why it was so confusing to the people. And then some also, and I always wondered about Luke 17, 30, and Malachi 4. And so I wonder, is there a compound meaning there? Because you're bringing it out. But you know, before the seals, Brother Branham was always saying in Luke 17, he said, in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In the day when the Son of Man is revealed. He was always taking it back. But then after the seals, he started saying, Luke 17, 30, the Word made flesh. And so he changed. He brought it up. He made it greater. He made it greater than what it was. And so, and then on the sheaf, that one too. That, then you know, because that's where in the token message is where he said, where he said that he had to wait. He had to wait to bring it till it was in him, right, manifesting. And so, brother, this is a great message. This was just a great message. And you give us something to take home with us. And I wish I had that gift. You don't know the time. You don't know the time it takes to go through 1,000 quotes. You don't know the time it takes to go through 100, just 100. When you're on a subject and you're searching something, and it takes hours and hours and hours. And this brother has more dedication, more something than I have. I just don't have, I can't sit there that long. I have to get up and walk around. I have a hard time. I'm more focused in the short term for a message, but I've had some subjects that I've followed through like that, and I tell you, one of the first ones was serpent seed. That was such a big subject, especially when we went to Kenya. That was such a big subject, the cane seed crossing over. And I read, and there were just 55 quotes on the one portion of that. And that's the problem. As Brother Gumba said, it gets bigger and bigger. You know, you can say, I'm going to talk about the rapture. Okay, I'm going to study the rapture. Every time he said it, well, whatever it is, 300, 400, 500 times. Then you got to go back and pick up, caught up. Then you got to catch up. Then you got to get quickened. You know, then you start finding little things, two or three snatched, and this and this and this. And so, Brother, I have nothing but love and respect for what you did tonight. This was really, really something. And so God bless you so much. Amen. And keep up the good work, because we're getting the benefit of it. Amen. It's a blessing. Let us stand together. All right. Praise be to God. This is wonderful. Amen. Don't you love it when you take it home with you? This, you take this home with you. You'll be thinking about it. When you're reading this week, you'll be thinking about these things. You'll be thinking about it. And you can be sure God will drop in things for you.
That's right.
That's right. Yep. Amen. I'm going to ask Joe if he'll come and dismiss us in prayer tonight. Okay, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this great message tonight. We thank you for our brother, for his dedication, Lord, and his study. And Lord, we thank you for the anointing that you put upon him. And Lord, the words that have been spoke. And Lord, we ask that you would let it sink into every heart. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our understanding. And Lord, let us dig deep into these things. Father, we pray that you would just go with each one. Bless those that are listening in and those that weren't available tonight but will be listening in, Lord. May the anointing be upon them to receive revelation. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for all things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you all so much. Amen.